Thanks for calling customer support. This is Rosalind speaking. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
42134.
42134?
Uh-huh.
And your first and last name, please?
Peggy Lawrence.
Thank you, Ms. Lawrence. For security purposes, can I have you verify your full address, please?
2523 Roark Road, Franklin, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am. And Ms. Lawrence, you're calling in reference to the Vibe Watch and Vibe Pods, and that was on the 29th of March for $5.97.
Do what now?
Are you calling in
Say
reference
that again.
To... Okay.
Okay.
Are you calling in reference to the Vibe Watch and Vibe Pods purchase on March 29th for two charges of $5.97?
No.
Okay, what product are you calling in reference to?
I don't have a clue. I was looking at my bank account, and there's a thing on here. It says Focus Max Nature for $69.97, and I have no idea what that is.
Yes, ma'am. So have you not received a watch and ear pods through the mail? It should have been shipped on the 1st of April.
I got those.
And did you not recently take a survey or sign up for a 14-day trial on this?
I don't remember if I did.
Okay, so it looks like this was on the 29th of March. Have you taken a survey recently?
For?
Okay.
I took
so
one for a gas station.
Telling you. Yes, ma'am. So an ad would have popped up telling you to choose a gift, and that was the Vibe Watch and Vibe Pods.
Yes, I've got that. I'm not worried about those two things. That's,
yes, ma'am. Okay. Just trying to make sure you made this purchase before I continue.
Yes,
so
ma'am. I did, and I have done put those in my checkbook of $5.97 each. Yes, I got that. I'm not worried about that. This $69.97, I have no earthly idea what it is.
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to explain that to you. So
okay.
What you did was sign up for a 14-day trial on these products. The $5.97 was for shipping and handling for both products. If you didn't call back within the 14 days to have this account canceled, then they bill you the full amount, and that is a one-time charge, and that's the $69.97.
Oh, no, 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 no. These will be sent back.
Yes, ma'am. So are you not using?
I'm not paying. No, I'm not paying $69.97. I
yes,
was
ma'am.
Not
so
under.
Are you not using
these
products, Ms. Lawrence?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, they are really good. Like the watch keeps track of things like your health.
I understand what they're for.
It has a heart rate monitoring app in it, as well as keeps.
I totally understand all of that. I just could not get them hooked up or synced up with my phone. It wouldn't work. So, yes, I will be sending them back.
In order to connect the watch, you would need to download the Fitness 2.0 app. And are you trying to connect them via Bluetooth?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would hate to lose you as a customer, Ms. Lawrence. So can I offer to reship you these products, and you send those back and offer you a 35% discount towards any future.
Okay, now I want this $69.97 taken off of my checking account.
Well, I do apologize, Ms. Lawrence. These charges, the $69.97 charges are already valid since you were supposed to call back within the 14 days to cancel it, so I'm unable to tamper with that charge. But I
so you can't
offer
take
you
that
a
35%
discount towards any future. Okay, so give me one second. Let me speak with my supervisor to see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding, Ms. Lawrence. Now, my supervisor permitted me to offer you a 35% refund off of that $69.97 charge. Would that be okay?
No. I want $69.97 taken off. Okay. Totally.
Like I stated, Ms. Lawrence, I'm not supposed to tamper with those charges since they're already valid. But what I'll do is offer you a 50% refund to this $69.97 charge.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Okay, so I would like you to know that we have the same protocol, and my supervisor would advise you of the same. Now, I'm offering you the 50% refund to the $69.97 charge, and I'm not supposed to do that.
But let me ask you this. You're just going to give me 50% off of the $69, and I'm still sending you back the watch and earbuds.
No, ma'am. So if you agree to the 50% refund, you are to keep the watch and earbuds.
I don't want them. Because I cannot get them to hook up with my phone, so I do not need them. They're sitting in my bedroom under no use whatsoever.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. However, like I said, I'm not supposed to tamper with those charges, but I was making the exception of offering you that 50% refund for that.
You know, this makes Amazon look really bad. Or whoever your company is. To not work with the customer. And, I mean, I'm not trying to just be ugly. But this
no,
just
ma'am,
ain't.
I understand completely.
And I was not aware of the 15-day trial. I thought that I got those for $5.97 free, except for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. So they were free with the, they were free for the 14 days with the shipping and handling charge.
But I was not aware of that.
Yes, ma'am. So they were included in our terms and conditions on that page when you hit accept and continue with the purchase.
So, in other words, I'm just going to have to eat it. Do what?
Okay, so would you like to agree to that 50% refund on that?
What if I send them back? Then what?
Okay, so give me just 1 second. I'm going to speak with my supervisor.
I mean, they have not been used, trust me. Exactly.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, Ms. Lawrence, you are able to return them. Now what I can do, I won't be able to issue you that full refund until the warehouse has received that merchandise back. So for now, I can issue you that 50% refund, and once they received it, then you call back to get that other 50%. We're just going to check it to make sure that they received it, okay?
Okay. So I can return them. Do you have an address that I can send them to?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than glad to provide you with that address. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so that's 105.
105.
Yes, ma'am. S as in snake. E as in echo.
Okay.
R as in radio. R as in radio. A as in apple. And then the next word is way. So that's W-A-Y as in yellow.
Okay.
Excuse me. Building number 179. And that's Milpitas, so that's M as in mouth, I as in igloo, L as in lake, P as in Paul, I as in igloo, T as in town, A
Excuse
as
me,
in apple.
Repeat that. T?
T as in town.
Okay. And A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And S as in snake. And then the state is California. Zip code 95035.
Okay, 105 Sierra Way, 179, whatever that MIL, California.
Milpitas, California. Yes,
yes,
ma'am, and
yes.
I also have to issue you this RMA number to include in that package when you ship it off.
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm still getting that generated for you. Okay, so it's F as in Frank, 7 2 6 3 1 5 3 7 4, B as in boy, C as in Charlie.
Okay, F 7 2 6 3 1 5 3 7 4 B C.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now back up at the other part of it, that 179, does that go before Milpitas or after Sierra Way?
So after Sierra Way, before Milpitas. So you should have
okay,
105 Sierra Way, number 179,
okay.
Milpitas, California, 95035.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Yes, ma'am. So give it 4 to 5 business days after you've shipped that package off to call back. And you're just going to provide the agent with that tracking number so they can check to see if the warehouse has received it. And if they have, then they will issue the other $34.99.
Okay, so I've got to call back in 3 or 4 days.
Give it 4 to 5 business days just to make sure that they've got it.
Okay. So, and I call the same number that I'm calling right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with on today, Ms. Lawrence?
I hope not. I will be more cautious from now on, and I'll try not to get screwed in a survey again. Okay. I think that's it. So you're gonna take the half of it now and then half of it after this has been returned to the warehouse.
Yes, ma'am. Also, I would like you to know that I have you canceled out of the system, so you shouldn't be receiving any future charges or shipments from us.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm sorry if you think I got ill, but $70 is hard for me to come by.
Oh, no, ma'am, Ms. Lawrence, I completely understand. I don't know if I mentioned or not, you will receive a confirmation email within 24 hours about that $34.99 refund.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I think that's all.
All righty. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling customer
service. Excuse me. Do I ask for you or do I just speak to whoever picks up the phone?
Yes, ma'am. So whatever agent is available will pick up the phone.
Okay. All right.
And I will notate this on your account that you were to have the other 50% refunded once, you know, you shipped it off.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Mm-hmm, you too.